government, this emergency government operations committee meeting to order. September the 23rd, the year 2020. The time is 3:24. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congressman King?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Present. We have a quorum. Congressman Walker, would you like to read an afternoon prayer, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the pretty weather, Lord. Just want to thank you for, you know, the ability to serve. And Lord, I just ask that you be with us as we make decisions that affect those that we do serve, Lord. Or be with our children, our elders, and those that are most in need, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you please forgive us for our sins. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next on our agenda is approval of minutes. If you'll take a moment to look over your minutes.
Chairman.
Congressman Walker.
On the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting, it says 3 yeas and 0 nays. Looks like all 5 of us were present.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Chairman.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Where we recess there, third or fourth line up from the bottom of page 1, it says 10:50 p.m. That should be a.m.
Did you catch that, Madam Clerk?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the amended minutes.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Our minutes approved. Moving on to item number 5. This is our ONCA 20-76, our big bill, and we have Section 8, Office of the Attorney General, which we have looked at extensively. There was some question, I think it was on the professional fees. Correct me if I'm wrong. We held this over, and I think a lot of our questions were answered, or at least some of mine were answered when the litigation presentation was given. So any members have any questions? Okay. Hearing none, the chair would entertain a motion of review on Section 8, Office of the Attorney General.
I'm in.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Chairman.
Motion. Yes. Madam Speaker.
I apologize. I don't think I'm on this committee.
No, ma'am. You're
I'll second. I was wondering as well. Yeah, I second Congresswoman Shaw's motion to report.
My bad.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to item number 6, ONCA 2074. An act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation. There again, this one here.
Chair, this is the clerk. Can I interrupt real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
You made a motion that Section 8 had been reviewed. Does the committee wish to report all of the sections to back to Congress? And if so, how would they like to report that?
Can Madam Clerk report this to appropriations, or does it need to go to the floor?
It needs to go to the floor.
Okay. So before we move on to item number 6, would someone entertain a motion? To report the review of Section 8, Office of the Attorney General to Congress.
It would be reporting all the sections reviewed by the GovOps Committee to Congress. Review process ended or no recommendation.
Chairman.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
I make a motion to report that all sections assigned to the Government Operations Committee as being reviewed and report to Congress with no recommendation, with the intent to be assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Second.
We have a motion and a second by Congressman Maker. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And those opposed? Thank you, committee. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Okay. Moving on to item number 6. This was the Justice budget, and we've had some discussion with Chief Justice Drent. We held this over, and I believe it was over professional fees. So with that, I open the floor for discussion. Hearing no discussion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is Meredith Trent. I'm present, and I didn't know if this was the time to say anything, or do I wait for someone else to say something?
No, ma'am. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. We have worked with accounting and we've got our budget submitted into MyCorey and they've gone through the MyCorey process. So if they've moved on from, I think Tasha Fox was next in the approval, but there should be the correct budgets that we submitted should be in MyCorey now for Congress's review. I do know that the last committee meeting where this was presented, we spoke with Second Speaker Rivard and she said that they were working on a committee substitute. Do we know when that committee substitute is going to be presented? Because our budget inadvertently includes our federal funds as well. And so there was a little bit of confusion that was going to be corrected. And so we were just waiting to see if the committee substitute was going to be presented.
Congresswoman Rivard, are you on the line?
Yes, Chair, I'm on the line.
Okay, could you answer Justice Drent's question?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Chief Justice.
Hi.
How are you? We intend to address your bill and appropriations and our budget analyst and the legislative council are working on the committee substitutes. And we'll try to pull down your budget in MyCorey and make sure that everything is correct.
Okay, thank you. So I guess my question for government operations is, with that substitute bill, what happens in this particular committee?
Madam Clerk?
So at this point in time, Chair, there a committee substitute has not been filed, so it has not been presented to the committee. So the committee has two options. They can wait for the committee substitute and they can deal with it here, or they can report this bill out as it is and have it sent to appropriations, and appropriations can deal with the committee substitute. It's up to this committee.
Okay, committee. We have two choices. We can leave it here and wait for the committee substitute, or as the Madam Clerk said, we can report it onto appropriations and they can take the committee substitute up there. So it's the will of this committee.
Chair Bighorse.
Congressman Keene.
Is there no way now to just find out if their budget from MyCorey matches what's in this bill here that's in front of us?
Jordan, are you on?
Yes, sir. The budget in MyCorey does not match what's in the legislation, but it looks like the one in MyCorey has resolved the issues that Chief Justice Drent brought to light the other day regarding the indirect cost rate. So I have that in my possession now. I will put it in a budget insert and get it over to Trey so he can get it to whichever committee it needs to go to.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
If I can ask the budget analyst a question real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Jordan, does that take care of the removal of the federal dollars as well?
It looks like it at first glance. I wasn't aware that they had put an updated one in MyCorey until Chief Justice Drent just mentioned it. The total is $455,814.
Okay, thank you. I believe, Chief Justice, I believe that's the correct tribal amount, isn't it?
Yes, that is the amount from the budget outlay that we were provided.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jordan.
Okay.
Chairman.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
I'm comfortable moving this out of committee and place it in the Appropriations Committee.
I think that would give them time to work on the committee substitute too. So I'm comfortable with it.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Yes, Madam Clerk.
I spoke with second speaker and I let her know that if the budget is correct and does not have the issue with the IDC and the professional fees, that there's a possibility that you could table it until you have reviewed the other legislation on your agenda. And there's a possibility that the legislative council could get the committee substitute prepared and I can send it to the members. And then you could report that out to the floor of Congress and it would not have to go to appropriations. That would eliminate that step since there is no IDC issue with this budget any longer. That is an option that's available as well.
Okay. So that gives us a third option, committee. Congressman Moore.
Motion to table.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to table and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. Moving on. Thank you, Chief Justice Drent. And we are, as you heard, the corrections are being made, and we will have it reported out correctly in our next meeting.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on, item number 7, ONCA 20-73. An act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $216,547 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. And seems like... there was some discussion about not having any Minerals Council members on the line, and then I think some joined us. Was that Congresswoman Shaw?
That was Angela.
Yes, Madam Speaker.
I'm going to have to get a new voice, I think. So, Chairman, no, I'm kidding. I will, okay, so we have Councilwoman Gray on the line. Do we have the chairman, Yates?
Chairman Yates.
Are you on the line, sir? Okay. All right, it might take a couple of minutes to get them on. However, I don't see I believe it was inadvertently overlooked here to add an executive session to this agenda because I believe that the members were wanting a little more discussion on justification of the budget request, and therefore I believe it would be the wish of the Minerals Council representatives to enter into executive session to discuss. But I am also working with the Controller Fox, to just kind of clean up the budget. So I would imagine we can start by going over that, though. But if I'm just letting the committee know that if you're looking to move into justification regarding the additional $1 million request, then that we please move to add an executive session on the agenda. But if you would like for me to start with any numbers on the budget, I can, but I'm also awaiting, I've asked for an amendment on the budget template from the controller. So whatever you wish for me to do.
Chairman.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Does the amendment have anything to do with their original budget request, or is it just regarding the $1 million request?
No, it's going to remove the federal line and just include the tribal. And it's the 1 million, let's see. The budget that we have right now is, I'm not sure where that template came from, but it's a bit of a different template. So I'm trying to get it to channel through Treasury. It will remove the 1 million federal, but it will still include the 1,273,684 for tribal. So they're working on a little bit of cleaning up of that because it also doesn't have all the extra digits that appear on these budgets, and also approval through Treasury. So that's really all that is just a little bit of a cleanup. And then I do have one question for Councilwoman Gray, and I also believe that the chairman is trying to receive access to go to so that he can participate. So I would just have the one question to Ms. Gray, if the 1,273,684 includes the amount that was requested in the second resolution that was sent over by the Minerals Council to include the amount for the building. I just need to confirm that that was included. And then beyond that, if the committee is looking for justification, again, I just want to remind to have that discussion in executive session. Thank you.
Chairman.
Okay. Yes, Congressman Walker.
So it sounds like we're waiting on a couple things. I don't really have a problem adding something to the agenda. I just don't really feel that it's completely necessary. And anyway, it kind of has bad optics. So what I'm getting at is we could recess, kind of see if we're going to get this information, come back in maybe 30 minutes. Well, or we could kick this out. It sounds to me like there are just some technical aspects that need to be ironed out on the budget template, and ultimately it's going to end up on the appropriation committee's table to consider what we do with the $1 million request. So with all of that said, you know, respecting you as the speaker, if you want to suggest that we add an executive session to this meeting, I'll go along with you. But I would be comfortable voting this out and placing it on the appropriations table where it's going to land anyway. I don't think we're going to learn anything really today that's going to change or alter the course of that conversation.
Chairman.
And yes, Madam Speaker.
Yeah, I agree. So the budget that you have, that we have in our possession, like I said, it's more of a template issue that I'm having working with Treasury to correct, because I'm not sure where it came from. And so just removing the federal, the tribal remains the same as far as I know. So that's just, again, a template cleanup. And then beyond that, the committee seemed to want more details regarding the $1 million request, which is where we were in the previous meeting, and therefore they are with us again in the event you want to continue that discussion. But otherwise, yeah, I agree that it could be moved, but it's also its own bill. So, but if it's the burning question is where is this money going to come from, then sure, it would need to go to appropriations. That's up to you all.
And I agree. Yes, Congressman Maker?
Yes, I agree with everything that's being said here, but I think the question was in the last meeting that we did want to hear from some representatives of the Minerals Council, because we haven't heard from them, or I haven't, on this question. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I know Councilwoman Gray was appointed, I think, to head this up. Councilwoman Gray, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. And if someone could send Chairman Yates the link, if Jana can send that to him, he can log in as well. And I'll be glad to answer. I currently serve as chairwoman of the Budget and Finance Committee for the Minerals Council. And I think, he's answering it right there. So on the first part, as everyone knows, we receive from the Osage Mineral State, from OT, we get the $1 million. The other is that several years ago, we get an additional, we requested like, I think it's about $246,000, I think, in this bill. It's been decreased, but that will cover space costs, indirect costs, and so that is what that ask is for. What we want to discuss with you on the $1 million is, and we are requesting that because it has to do with the litigation, as we were on the call the other day, that when Chairman gets on, that we'll be able to go into executive session, and then we can give you a little bit more of a 360 of why we are asking and what that will be used for, and then be happy to answer any of the questions that you all may have of us. And I feel that we could probably have a really good, healthy conversation about that ask. And so thank you, Councilmember Bickhorst.
Yes, thank you, Councilwoman. Madam Clerk?
Yes, sir.
Can you get this phone to Chairman Yates?
Do we have an email for him?
And Mr. Pipestone.
Yes, they are both requesting. They're evidently I was the only one sent it, and I tried to send it over there to him, but
Chairman Yates and who else?
Wilson Pipestone.
Chair. This is the clerk.
Yes, Madam Clerk.
Could you say someone besides Chairman Yates?
Their counsel, Wilson Pipestem.
I think the way it reads, it says that you can't.
I have just sent them an invite.
Thank you.
Quite that clear in the law, though. I'll have to look. I'm trying to get the governor of the judicial branch committee substitute ready. You tell me which one of my work. What do you want me to work on?
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I was speaking with legal counsel. What are we doing right now?
We are waiting on Chairman
Yates. Do you see the links?
Okay. Counsel. Yes. They have the link. They should be calling in any second.
So the question is, does the committee specifically need to hear regarding the litigation requests? Or if it's going to appropriations, do you want to do it there? I know that Mr. Pipestem did speak to some of it. We ran out of time last meeting.
Okay. Everyone, please mute your phones. And Madam Speaker, was you? Could you repeat what you said?
I was just saying, while they're trying to receive the link, is just to clarify whether the committee is wanting to hear from. You can? Okay. From their attorney specifically. I was just making
sure.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're going through the trouble to.
They asked to be on while Councilwoman Gray give her presentation, but
okay.
There's not really a presentation. I mean, we know what the $1 million is for in from the executive session that all of Congress is in. And the other $1 million is the annual federal, you know, the $1 million that they get federally to operate. So I'm like Congressman Walker. I really don't have any question. I'm ready to move this on out.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at is that we've I passed on the information from them in the first place when I spoke to them the other day, and they have actually sent a memo over to us, which we are all in possession of. And then Councilwoman Gray and Mr. Pipestem spoke to this the other day. So I'm just saying that if, you know, we're getting them on to the committee members to be prepared to know what they want to know, because I feel like we've discussed it, but, and then we would also have to move to add an executive session to the agenda.
So the question is, are there any committee members that have questions that we that would warrant us to go into executive session?
Chair Big Horse.
Yes.
I would, this is Pam Shaw. I do not have any additional questions. I feel like that the questions that I did have were answered in our previous meeting.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Mr. Chair, this is Maker.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
Yes, well, you know, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to offer some professional courtesy to the members of the Minerals Council who came today to, I thought maybe they had a comment or something other than going back into an executive session, which was covered in detail in our last meeting. It was just a matter of professional courtesy, that's all.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Councilman Bickhorse?
Yes.
Yes. I'm allowed to say something right now?
Yes.
You know, what we talked about was the litigation part, but we didn't talk the numbers. And I think that's what's, once we're able to actually hear from the Osage Minerals Council, I know you were able to talk to our attorney, but it's a little bit more expanded and broad than what, was said the other day, and that's why we were asking requesting executive session to discuss. And then once maybe you hear it, then maybe you'll understand our position and why we came. You know, because it's not often we come here to ask for anything.
Okay. Do we have Chairman Yates?
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And I want to coordinate a time whenever we can let everybody know that there's going to be an executive session to discuss this with the Minerals Council. I'm not real comfortable adding an executive session to an agenda that's been previously posted, particularly on an emergency meeting, when we can accomplish the same thing. Everyone be prepared. Everyone have an opportunity to participate and hear the Minerals Council. I'm thrilled that we are having this dialogue with the Minerals Council and we're working together. I just feel like it would be more appropriate to do so in a regularly scheduled meeting where the executive session is posted on the committee agenda beforehand and we can accomplish that in the Appropriations Committee. That's just me, but I will go along with the majority. I will.
Thank you, Congressman Walker, and I agree with you. But I also will go along with the will of the committee.
Chair Bighorse.
Can you hear me? Shaw?
Yes.
Motion to add an executive session to the agenda.
We have a motion to add an executive session to the agenda. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by a roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes. Would one of you like to make that motion?
I may.
Okay, we have a motion to go into executive session. Do we have a second?
Second, Maker.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, Madam Clerk, will you prepare us for executive session, please?